From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Selling things retail supports more than 40 million American jobs, according to industry numbers. We have two angles this morning, starting with one of the biggest chains. Target reports its latest profits and losses this week. In an effort to pull itself out of a slump, Target's been trying to get back to basics, sprucing up stores, making groceries cheaper. That strategy means abandoning some of the more futuristic innovations. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports from Minneapolis.
Target's head of innovation, Casey Carl, left the company earlier this month, and several projects he championed are getting tabled, including a food-focused innovation lab that was exploring ideas like building farms inside stores.
You can spend a lot of money future-gazing, and that is a useful thing to do if you have the breathing space to do that, but Target doesn't really.
Neil Saunders is managing director of Global Data Retail. He says Target is right to shift its focus to lowering its grocery prices to better compete with Walmart and Amazon and to renovating stores. Edward Jones analyst Brian Yarbrough says despite growth of its online sales, Target is still largely a brick-and-mortar retailer, so the in-store experience does matter.
That's where 95% plus of your sales come from, and so that's where you really need to focus and do a better job on the out-of-stocks, the food side, and drive traffic to the stores.
That said, in a tough retail landscape, Yarbrough wonders whether Target really needs 1,800 stores. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.